It's time to open a thrift shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade, homegrown radio from a DJ who doesn't know the rules and can barely announce anyway. Every week we dig into the crates, we listen to forgotten 45s, cover songs, library music, old 33s, 45s, 78s, classic cassettes, even compact discs. And on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, because you know it's never the same program twice, we're going to listen to some modern instrumental music to start the program off for the first half hour or so. We're going to listen to some chill hop music, some trip hop music, and just some generally sweet instrumental music that's been released very recently here. All right, thanks and welcome to the Thrift Shop. Here's Louis Zong.
Thank you.
Magic in Threes here at the Thrift Shop and Time to Chill. Before that, Maston from the LP Tulips, a song called Turning In, and we started off with Louis Zong and the Good Seeds with Heirloom from his Vegetable Soul LP released in 2021. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and we're starting the program off with some modern instrumental music. Before we dig back into the crates, I'd like to talk a little bit about World Radio Day. World Radio Day is usually held in February or March, and it celebrates radio as a part of humanity's history by following the various developments in our society and adapting its services. As the world changed, so does radio. New World, New Radio is therefore an ode to the resilience of radio. It's a tribute to its capacity for perpetual adaptation at the rate of societal transformations and listeners' new needs. Accessible anywhere and anytime, radio reaches a broader audience. On the occasion of World Radio Day, UNESCO calls on radio stations to celebrate more than 110 years of radio through these themes. Evolution. The world changes. Radio evolves. Radio is resilient and sustainable. Innovation. The world changes. Radio adapts and innovates. And connection. Radio connects us all. For more information on World Radio Day, which is a lot of fun to explore, the many, many, many forms of radio that are happening all around the world, you can visit https://www.un.org/en/observances/radio-day, or just Google World Radio Day. Thought I'd share with you because I never get a chance to, and this program isn't on a regular schedule now, at least my broadcasting, my producing and when it's broadcast can be weeks, months, and even years apart. So just check out World Radio Day. It's great if you love radio, and almost every radio station around the world celebrates it in one form or another.
Thank you.
You're listening to DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, classicalwscs.org. Brand new music from Louis Zong and the Good Seeds. Great tune called Bell Pepper. Before that, Miss Sell with Inside. Janko Nilovic and the Soul Surfers from their Maze of Sounds LP, which was released in 2020. Definitely my number one choice for the best album of 2020. Tune called Sweet Path. Before that, we heard Lanterna with Hollows from the Backyards LP, released in 2015. And we started off with Thistle Street, Days Like Pinwheels in the Wind. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to hear an episode of Science in the Sea. Then I'll be back with more crate digging in just a few moments.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The 2020 hurricane season was a mean one. It produced 30 named storms, which was a new record. 13 of the storms became hurricanes, which was tied for the second most on record. A dozen storms hit the United States, another record. And combined, the storms produced an estimated $37 billion in damages. Some of the damage occurred far inland, as heavy rains produced massive floods. And according to a recent study, the inland damage could get even worse in the years ahead. That's because a warmer climate is causing storms to weaken more slowly after they hit land. They come ashore absolutely soaking wet, so they produce heavy rains for a lot longer. Researchers looked at records of tropical storms in the North Atlantic over the last 50 years. They found that in the early 1960s, the storms lost three-quarters of their punch in the first 24 hours after coming ashore. Storms in recent years, though, lost only half of their intensity during that first day. Computer simulations of storms produced a likely reason for the difference: warmer oceans. Warmer water produces more evaporation, which is what powers big tropical storm systems. So when a storm that was born over a warmer ocean hits the shore, it holds a lot more water than the storms of a half century ago. That provides the juice to keep a tropical system going long after it hits land, putting regions far from the ocean at greater risk of dangerous flooding. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Let's dig into some jazzy tunes. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
The Paseo Rhythm and Steel Band from their album 55, tune called PIMP Version. Before that, Alan Haven with Norwegian Wood, and we started off with the Johnny Lewis Quartet and Sissy Strut. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.
When I was growing up, it was very common for kids to have pet turtles about the size of a silver dollar kept in a small bowl with a plastic palm tree in the middle. Typically, the turtles didn't fare very well. Well, times have changed, or have they? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Turtles in the United States have to be a minimum size in order to be sold legally, and that is because turtles have the potential to carry salmonella.
Peter Laufer is a professor of journalism and the author of the book Dreaming in Turtle.
There were cases in the past prior to the 70s when children particularly would put small turtles in their mouths just because that's the kind of thing that children do, and that gave them the potential to contract the disease. So in order for a turtle to be legally traded, its diameter of the carapace must be at least 4 inches. This is an animal that can be perfectly happy living with us if we are conscious of providing an environment and food that is attentive to the turtle's needs. I have a very hard time sending listeners to a pet store just because of the way I've seen them displayed there. It makes me uncomfortable. Finding one in the wild can be problematic too, because you're removing the turtle from where it ought to be. I suppose I return to the idea that maybe it's not such a good goal to have an animal that you've trapped in your backyard zoo.
We'll hear more about turtles in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner. This is The Pulse of the Planet. Check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and other podcast platforms.
You found the dusty grooves here at the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Thank you. Gary McFarland and Gaber Szabo with Simpatico here on the Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're tuned into a musical excursion, homemade and homegrown radio, from a DJ who doesn't know the rules and can barely announce anyway. Well, some of the places that Radio Thrift Shop is heard, it is heard on Sciampa Radio at sciampa.org every Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. We're also heard on WLSLLP, St. Leo University Radio, Sundays at noon, and that's on 92.7. We're broadcast in New Orleans on WXDRLP 99.1, and that's Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're also heard on WSCS every Saturday evening at 10 p.m., where I have been broadcasting for these 22, going on 23 years.
The best in music. Thank you.
The Overton Berry Trio with Hey Jude. What a cool version of that. Love that. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Time for us to close up the shop for this broadcast. Thank you for listening. Remember, the world is a loud place. There's a lot of talking and less listening. So keep listening. Explore your quiet and respond from the heart.